You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Earlier this month, the government outlined its plans for transport, including scrapping free public transport for children and half-price fares for young people under 25 by the end of next month. I spoke to advocacy group The Future is Rail spokesperson Soraya Sidhu Singh about their opposition to this, as well as a collective protest action happening tomorrow calling on the government to centre transport in planning and funding. I started off our interview asking Singh for their thoughts on the government's transport plans.
So they've recently released something called the Government Policy Statement, or GPS, which is what they plan to prioritise in terms of funding for the next 3 years. And it is really backwards looking. So, you know, we know from our own history and what we invested in from the 1950s to actually the late, up until the early 2000s, actually, that, you know, focusing so much investment in roads just doesn't work. We need to balance our investment across all the different types of transport modes, like walking, cycling, rail, public transport, and that's what creates the best outcomes for everybody, including drivers. What we're seeing in this new transport policy is that they are very much, very strongly shifting investment towards roads, and that's going to be a complete failure for their goals.
What concerns do you have in particular about the government's plans for transport?
So there is some really worrying things in there. They are planning to halve the investment in walking and cycling. After a couple of years, they're planning to reduce the investment in rail down to about 6% of what it previously was. And now we're very concerned that that means that they're planning on probably planning on privatising the entire network, because the head of KiwiRail has come out and said that the absolute bare minimum that they need just to keep the lights on is $150 million a year, and the government is planning to reduce it to $20
million. What impact will reducing public transport funding have?
At the moment, you know, we know that, for example, we've had really big reliability issues recently. There are a number of problems that affect the network. Like, for example, a lot of people don't understand why the interregional trains that we do have run so infrequently, and they're so expensive to buy tickets for. And that is all down to the lack of funding. So we're already in a situation where public transport, walking and cycling, have got really low rates of funding, and this government is planning on reducing them even further. I've spoken to some city council and regional council representatives on this, and one of the things that they're really concerned about is currently when they build new roading, for example, they can add walking and cycling infrastructure alongside that, and it's really, really cheap to do. This new policy statement says that they're no longer allowed to do that, so 100% of that road funding has to go on roads. So it's going to mean we're going to look at sort of a very American-style sort of street set up, I think, where there won't be footpaths, you know, necessarily along all roads in future.
Can funding alternative transport options be seen as a worthwhile economic investment, in your opinion?
Well, we know that if you want to make, if you want to do things like reduce congestion, which has a really big negative economic impact, if you just build more roads, it doesn't actually help the problem. It increases driving. So we know that we need to actually invest in alternative to driving. We need to make public transport really efficient, really fast, and we also need to make walking and cycling safe and enjoyable for people. And that's the only way of investing that actually works. So, you know, seeing them go in the opposite direction is incredibly concerning, because, you know, we know that people are really concerned about things like potholes and, you know, poor levels of road maintenance, but that's actually caused by the, you know, the past that we have in New Zealand of over-investing in roads and not investing in the alternatives.
Can you tell our listeners a bit about your planned rally tomorrow over the government's transport policies?
That's right. If anyone can get to, is in Wellington or can get there, there's a rally at 5 p.m. at Parliament, and we'd definitely recommend you come along to that. Bring a sign, bring some musical instruments or something like that to make some noise. That's going to be a chance to hear from some people about why this is such a problem, and to let the government know what you think of it. You can also make a submission on their government policy statement on transport by going to the Ministry of Transport website. That's one of the first items in their news. Or if you want to get a submission guide on what, you know, what you could cover in your submission, you can go to our group website, which is Transport for All. That's with the number 4.org.nz.
And that was the Future is Rail spokesperson, Saraya Sidhu Singh, on their opposition to the government's transport plans.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.